Right, and as we move into Mark, I see an image here, the parable of the sower, typical wheat field in that day, and a farmer scattering seeds across the field for planting. The seed resembles the Word of God in this parable that Jesus is teaching here in Mark 4. As the seed is being spread, we preach the Word of God, we teach the Word of God, we give out the Word of God, whether there's a pastor, an evangelist, a teacher, a missionary, Christian, author, anybody communicating the truth of the Word, we see seed sown and fruit, or lack thereof, produced. And we've been talking about fruit over the last couple Sunday mornings. And we must note, when fruit is not produced in a ministry, it is not the Lord's fault or the Word of God's fault. The catalyst is the condition of the soil. It's all about the soil, which resembles the heart of men and women. Fruit depends on the soil, not the sower. In order for us to have a fruitful garden or a green yard, it's all about how we're maintaining the soil and what type of soil we have. Nice, good fruit gardens and yards take time and take a lot of work managing the soil. And as we've just seen, over the past 4 years and 6 months, I have seen the Lord work in this church. We as a church have accomplished a lot in that amount of time as it concerns the kingdom of Christ. On the other hand, when the Lord begins to work, the enemy works harder. He doesn't like it. And if he can't attack us on the outside, by sure he's going to try to attack on the inside. He creates busyness. He creates distractions. He creates opportunities and temptations to sin. And more importantly, he tries to turn one Christian against another Christian. Because if he can't take you to hell, he can wreck and ruin your life or cause division to take somebody else to hell. I want to take this evening and challenge you all, myself included, let's be on guard concerning this, and let's do what it takes to maintain the soil of our hearts. The overall condition and growth of our church depends on the condition and maintenance of our hearts. So let me ask you this question tonight. How fertile is the soil of your heart? The catalyst is power and passion. Power and passion. My pawpaw's best friend, Tim Wolf, he used to pastor a church in Winston-Salem. Now he preaches around. He texts me a lot about sometimes, and he'll text me two words, power and passion, Dean, power and passion. He and I did Pawpaw's funeral together. He whispered in my ear before I walked up to do my Pawpaw's funeral. He whispered in my ear, power and passion. You know why he says that to me? You know why he says that to every other preacher he knows? Because the catalyst of effective ministry is power from God and passion for His Word. Passion from a relationship with Christ. And that makes all the difference in the heart. We can have everything just right in this church. We can plan right. We can execute plans carefully. We can have the church looking good. Everything looks great. But without power and without passion, which comes from being connected to Christ, we're going to burn out. We're going to look at the ministry as, I have to do this, not because I love this and want to do it. And we'll get frustrated. And I believe it's our responsibility to take care of our own individual soil. It's the Lord's job to provide the rain and the fruit. And He will. But we got to work on the soil. We got to work on the heart. So here's the question I want to answer using Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through verse 20. Why do I lack power and passion in my life? Why do I lack that? Well, here's the answer. Because we're not allowing the Word of God to grow inside of our heart. There's some things the Lord shares with us here by the parable of the sower. While we don't allow these things to grow in our heart, let's look at the first thing tonight. Because of the hardening from circumstances and people. Look at verse 15. Verse 14. The sower soweth the word. Jesus has just told the parable to his disciples, and he says, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Here's the idea. Harden soil. There was when the sower spreads the seed, there's parts of the soil that there's the pathways that people walk on. It packs down that soil and it's not broken and it's hard. And the seed falls on that. And the birds come and they pick it up and they take it away because it's not sinking it to the soil. And I thought about this. What causes that hardening? Well, soil hardens through because of no heat, a lot of heat, and not a lot of rain. When an area goes through a drought or it's a dry season, we experienced that in West Virginia the last part of the summer last year. Much heat causes soil to bake and to crack, and it causes the grass. I mowed my grass in July and didn't mow it again until October. Did y'all realize that? That's how hard that soil was, because you can make bricks out of the clay in my yard. But the circumstances of the soil cause it to become hard. For the human heart, you and I, we always go through seasons in life. We go through plentiful seasons. We go through dry seasons. Sometimes we go through dry times in our life. No water. We're getting kind of thirsty. We're not quenched. In those times, you need God's Word the most. But many times, if we're not careful and don't do the proper maintenance, we become victims of our own hardened heart through the circumstances, the hard circumstances of life. Then I thought about people. Typical in this parable, I say, as the sower threw the seed, some dropped into the footpath. Footpaths are just that. Packed down dirt due to foot traffic. It never showed promise from the start because it could not penetrate the soil. People can do that sometimes in our lives. People can advertently or inadvertently hurt somebody. And you say to yourself, I'm never trusting people again. And your heart begins to harden. Satan can use a hardened heart. There's a lot of people that should be in church tonight and different churches that are at home because somebody's trampled on their heart and hurt them. And Satan can use that because at the end of the day, we're people. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. We need God's grace the most. Somebody told me one time they're not going to church because the people there are rude and they're difficult. And I said, the church is the best place for those people then, isn't it? It's true. I'm telling you right now, if we're always focusing on people, if we're always focusing on that, not the Lord, we're going to get our eyes off of Him and on other people. And when we get our eyes on other people, we start to get hardened. We're going to start to get hurt because, and it's a great tragedy to me, Satan can use a hardened heart to be like those birds that carry away seed. It's a great tragedy. Always go through life and through ministry with a soft heart. Refuse that temptation to harden it in the midst of a negative circumstance in people. I'm telling you, and this is from a pastoral perspective, being a pastor and pastoring people, if I hadn't been dead to self in many instances, I've been hurt a lot by a lot of people. I could have used those experiences by I'm getting out of the ministry, I'm never doing the ministry again. Or I can take that and say, hey, let me learn from this. And let me just say they're people. They just need the grace of God. Just like I need the grace of God and move on, because I got my eyes on Christ. And that's makes us effective. Here's another thing. Check the soil. Why do I like power and passion? Not only because of the hardening, but also because of surface level Christianity. Look at verse 16 and 17. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves. They endure but for a time after when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. There's shallow growth here with surface level Christianity. With this soil, there are early signs of genuine discipleship. The person is immediately on fire for God. They're faithful, they're learning, they're excited about the Lord. However, sometimes it can be due to emotionalism or the fickleness of the moments. We live in such a society in America, what's popular today ain't going to be popular the next day. We live in a society that's a social media style society. What's popular this week and what's everybody talking about, it's going to be forgotten next week because something else is going to come up. We're all that way. So many people live a Christian life like this. No consistency. Everything we've been able to accomplish as a church has been just through the consistency of the day-to-day, the mundane. And I think that's one time, because people will say, Many times people come for the big things for church. And when it comes to the day-to-day, just having church, just the consistency part of it. I guess that's why a lot of people don't like baseball, because baseball's got a lot of consistency in it. nothing big until you get the World Series. Okay, I'm just kidding. But I thought about that. There's shallow growth. There's nothing deeper in a surface-level Christianity. Then I thought about there's deeper obstacles. Initial promise gives way to disappointment because of rocks of obstacles or shallowness. In that day, you had, and today we got rocks in the soil that has to get out of the soil. And then you look, there's deeper rocks you got to pull out. Sometimes those rocks can call, those obstacles can keep that root of the Word of God from growing in your heart. And with that in mind, that word fall away means to depart, to leave, to withdraw. It can be translated in a time of temptation, withdraw themselves. Don't fall prey to the shallow, surface-level Christianity. Have something deeper where a root can grow. Verse 18 and 19, I see, number 3, because of the distractions of life. Look what it says in verse 18. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And notice 3 things here. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things entering in, choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. Notice the cares of this world, busyness. In the parable, some seeds fell outside the planned planting area and it would fall among thorns. Some as high as brambles such as 6 feet tall. These grain stalks couldn't compete with the briar and the weeds and they withered and they died before they produced fruits. This third kind of soil illustrates people whose lives are filled with competing concerns in the temporal realm, such as the anxiety caused by busyness, caused by distractions of life, anything and everything just choking the Word of God out of your life. In my life right now, I've got 4 major burdens on my heart. I'm not going to tell you because it's between me and God. All right, I've got 4 major burdens on my heart, and consistently I've always got things on my heart. Sometimes they keep me awake at night. In the midst of all that craziness in your head where you've got all these burdens, I have to consciously not think about that and think about the Lord, think about the Word, think about what's... Okay, because I have to say, will worrying about these things, will they actually be a worry a week from now, 20 years from now, 10 years from now? No, they won't. And this is easy to say, hard to practice. We are all there. We have these distractions. We have these busy things in our lives that are so temporal that if we were to die right now, that it wouldn't matter. Sometimes I've got to say, am I busy doing this in ministry or should I be busy watching my kids grow? Because I'm not going to have them at that age. It's all a matter of priorities, a matter of knowing not to allow the cares of this world to choke the Word of God out of your life. They poison our minds. They drain us of energy. They poison our joy. Current concerns, bad days, things like that have a way of choking God's Word out of our lives. And the process is slow and steady. Don't allow those distractions, the cares of this world. Here's another thing, the deceitfulness of riches. Money. The relentless pursuit of wealth for wealth's sake can choke the Word of God out of your life. We need money for a conduit to live, but when money becomes an end to itself, it becomes an idol in our lives. And that's why Andrew Carnegie once said, millionaires seldom smile. The more you make, the more worries you have. And then he says, the lust of other things, that's idols. Things that appeal to your flesh. Entertainments, things, idols. You can't binge on Netflix or Disney Plus for weeks at a time and neglect the Word of God and expect to have a fruitful Christian life. You can't do it. Now, I'm not preaching against those things because, I mean, I watch things myself. But I have to balance that. Note your intake during the week of media, things like that, and your intake of the Word of God. You cannot be a fruitful Christian if you're not taking in the Word of God. Don't allow entertainments, other things, idols, and not necessarily bad things, but good things. Can be good things, but they can be bad things. If you do too much of them, they can choke the Word of God out of your life. The root problems for many of our frustrations are idols that we need to dethrone of our hearts. So remember that. So we've seen the distractions of life. We've seen the hardening. We've seen the shallow, surface level Christianity. So what's the solution? Verse 20. Here's the application. These are they which are sown on good ground. They hear the word, receive it. They bring forth fruit, 30-fold, 60, some 100. Hey, here's the application. Cultivate the soil of your heart with the goal of fruitfulness. We have to cultivate the soil. We got to cultivate our heart. I was reading Watchman Nee yesterday morning. Watchman Nee was a Chinese teacher in the early 20th century. If you ever get a copy of his works, they are good stuff. I was reading yesterday morning on the subject of brokenness. And it never occurred to me, it did occur to me, but not in those words, that he was writing about the idea of brokenness. We have to be broken. We cannot be effective ministers for the Lord unless we are broken. And the Lord uses things to break us in the midst of our day, in the midst of our week. And through that brokenness, our spirit's sensitive to the Lord. In that brokenness, there's power, there's passion produced. And our spirits are linked with other spirits, and the Holy Spirit's working through that. And it's through that people come to know Christ. I mean, it was just an amazing thought that I've got reading yesterday morning. How do you cultivate soil? Well, here's the idea. We want power. We want passion. We got to cultivate the soil. How do I do this? Well, fertile soil is constantly weeded. So you got to ask yourself this question. What distractions must I rid from my life? Some seeds fell on good and fertile soil. It gave that grain ample opportunity to grow. What distractions must you rid from your life? Just like I've got to rid a garden or something from weeds that threaten it. Weed your heart of things that don't belong there. Distractions, idols, material things, bad thoughts, negativity. Things that don't belong there. Weed your heart. And that's an everyday self-examining. Hey, fertile soil is continuously rid of rocks. So ask yourself this question. What obstacles are in the way of my life? Gardens of that day, there were little rocks. Then there were bigger rocks. And there are bigger rocks that has to be taken out. Surface, stuff you don't see below the surface. What obstacles are in the way of your life? Just as I've got to rid the garden of rocks, remove anything that causes shallowness in your Christian life. The Word of God's got to anchor deep. Until we remove the things that cause shallowness, legalism, emotionalism, feelings, the Word will never go deep and you'll always be easily offended. The obstacles and distractions are always a matter of priorities. Hey, fertile soil has always been tilled. You got to till it. It talks about the idea of brokenness. Am I broken? In order for hard dirt to take any seed, you got to rake it. You got to till it. You got to water it. That constant tilling breaks the soil up and allows the seed to go down. And I thought about this. Hard hearts have got to be broken. Pray that God continuously breaks your heart. Hey, this is a good prayer to have. God, give me something this week that breaks my heart. That breaks me so that I'm sensitive to you. Breaks me of myself. We all need to be broken of ourselves about every day. Because we are our own worst enemy and we got to break ourselves. And we have to be broken. Excuse me. Be a broken Christian. Broken for the Word. Broken for your friends and family. Broken for lost souls. The problem what generates that passion, what generates that power, man, is brokenness. Broken for people. Broken for friends. Broken for family. It's when we're broken we pray. It's when we're broken we get in the Word. It's when we're broken, Lord, use me. Help me, Lord. Are you broken? Fertile soil also has been mined for nutrients. Some plants are planted so their roots go deep in the ground and give nutrients to the soil. So am I being influenced positively? Just some plants mine deep. Hey, outside influence, when we allow them to, all right, you got to allow those outside influences to mine into your hearts. The question is, are you being influenced positively or negatively? And here's a final question. Have you died to self? Fertile soil has decaying matters been added. Death. Through death comes life. It's an amazing how life can come through death when you add decaying stuff to the soil. Have you died to self? Paul said, I die daily. We must be dead to ourselves, dead to our ambitions, dead to our desires. Be alive unto God, alive to His will. Soil doesn't become fertile unless death is added. So if every believer every day would simply cultivate the soil of their hearts, hey, it would produce power and passion for the things of the Lord. No telling how it would affect us, our church. In closing, let's know we're not in control over the rain or the fruit. On our personal life or our church level, we have seasons. The only thing we can do is cultivate and create soil of which fruit can go. That's why we've taken the last 4 years. We've remodeled, reorganized others, thrown some things away, enhanced a few programs, because we desire to have create an atmosphere in which to cultivate, in which to grow. But it goes back to prayer and dependence on God. Keep the soil of your heart fertile by doing the proper maintenance. If we don't, the devil can have a field day in our church and in our lives. Hey, cultivate the soil, because at the end of the day, it's all about the soil.